Good morning.
大家早。
你好。
你好。
嗯，谢谢。
谢谢。
不要客气。
It's good to be here with you this morning.
很高兴今天早上又到这里。
I know that Hank is on vacations.
我知道慧汉现在在度假。
And Peter is also on vacations, right? More or less.
Yes.
Or he's just
Peter 也在度假。
Skipping
town. 反正不在城里。
And I realize you've been on a journey.
我知道大家现在正在一个像旅途一样的时间当中。
In praying and waiting for the Lord to send us a pastor to lead.
我们在祷告，在等候神差遣一个仆人来带领我们。
I just came back from a 2-week vacations.
我也刚去两周度假回来。
And saw some communications between our district office.
看见了这个我们区会办公室的一些交通。
And a potential pastor for here.
有一个牧师候选人在这个教会。
So we are working towards that end.
所以我们向这个目标在努力。
And praying that God will bring us the right pastor and his family to lead us.
我们也祷告神差遣合他心意的仆人和家庭来带领我们。
Amen.
Amen.
Are you praying?
你在祷告吗？
Or you're letting me do all the praying?
还是让我一个人来祷告？
Amen.
我们一起祷告。
I also know that you have also started a satellite campus.
我知道我们还开了一个卫星聚会基地，在那个里面 satellite beach。
No, a campus, another.
就是我们还有
campus,
还有一个聚会基地在北边。
And that was begun.
那已经是过去时了。
And I was brought into the mix there, the conversation.
我也去过那边。
And we began working with this group.
我们也和这些弟兄姐妹一起来工作。
And the starting of a second church.
我们在开始准备建立第二个教会。
Was not in the timeline that we had hoped for.
不是我们所希望的，它没有按照我们所希望的时间来发生。
But God has been leading us.
但是神在带领我们。
And your leaders have been gracious.
你们的领导都是蛮有恩典的。
And although they have been meeting,
尽管他们开了很多的会。
They are not really considered a church yet.
但是还没有真正考虑要建堂。
They are at the prenatal stage.
就是还在筹备准备工作中。
They're still in the womb.
就好像孩子还在妈妈肚子里。
So I work directly with them.
所以我就直接去到他们当中和他们一起运作。
To develop leaders.
来这个发展新的领导。
To work together.
来一起同工。
So that 9 months from now.
所以九个月之后。
They officially yes from.
所以从今天开始九个月之后。
They can officially become a church.
他们就可以正式成为一个教会。
So pray for them. I know they're dear to your heart.
我们也为他们祷告，因为我知道他们也是我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
That God will give us wisdom.
让神给我们智慧。
And if you have any questions concerning them, feel free to not only ask your leaders.
如果大家有任何的问题，可以不只是问我们教会当中的领袖。
But to ask us.
也可以问我们。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Have you ever asked of yourself, what's wrong with me?
大家有没有过问过自己一个问题，我到底出了什么问题呢？
You are trying to live the Christian life.
你很努力的想要过一个基督徒的生活。
But it's very difficult.
但是又很困难。
And and you want to be like other Christians.
你想和其他的基督徒一样。
But it seems you cannot. You strive and you struggle.
但是好像很困难，你努力尝试，但是又很挣扎。
And unfortunately, in North America,
很不幸的是在北美，
because the church has evolved,
因为教会被牵扯在一些事情当中，
we tend sometimes to communicate.
我们有的时候要和人交流。
A level of expectations
就会给我们有一种很高的期待。
For the unbeliever,
就是不信的人当中，
that they cannot live up to.
他们是活不到那样的期待。
I think the Apostle Paul said it best.
我觉得使徒保罗说的是最好的。
In Romans 7, he said, "For I do not do the good I want."
在罗马书七章当中，他说：“我所愿意的善，我反不做。”
But the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing.
我所不愿意的恶，我倒去做。
Then you add this whole God component.
你把这个和神有关的东西都加在一起。
And you're not only trying to live up to a cultural mandate.
你并不是想要过一个文化层次的生活。
But also to this new idea of a pleasing God.
而是一个想法是如何要让神喜悦。
However, Jesus did put it this way.
主耶稣是怎么做的呢？
The thieves comes to steal and kill and destroy.
主耶稣说，盗贼来无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
I have come that you may have life and have it in abundance.
我来了是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
Wait, here's the point. Life is hard.
所以这就是我们的关键所在，生活是很困难的。
And when you try to add this whole idea of God in the Christian life, it actually becomes even harder.
所以你把神放到基督徒的生活当中，你会发现你的生活变得更艰难了。
But you must understand this dynamic.
但是你一定要明白这一点。
There is a fight for your soul.
你的属灵当中是有征战的。
Our passage this morning identifies for us, three enemies of the Christian life.
我们今天的信息帮助我们确定我们有三个敌人。
And in order to overcome, you have to be aware and understand.
你要战胜你的敌人的话，你必须要知道并且明白。
Where the battle is coming from.
这个征战是从哪里来的？
So that you can overcome.
所以你才能克服它。
So our passage outlines three enemies. Here they are.
所以我们有三个敌人，就是这三个。
Our nature, our human nature,
人类的本性。
The Bible calls it the flesh,
也就是圣经当中所讲的血肉。
Another enemy is the world and its philosophies that are constantly against us.
还有一个就是这个世界和这个属世的哲学也经常是与我们相对的。
And then there's the devil, Satan.
还有就是魔鬼撒旦。
However,
然而。
We have to be clear in communicating.
我们在和人交通的时候，我们一定要清楚。
That we are not speaking about a religion.
我们并不只是和人谈论我们的宗教。
The Christian life is about a relationship with God.
基督徒的生活是一个和神的关系。
So God wants to release us from lifeless traditions.
所以神就要把我们从这种没有生命的传统生活中释放出来。
Let me repeat that.
我来重复一遍。
I don't know about your culture, but my culture has a lot of traditions.
我不知道大家的文化是怎么样，但是我知道我的文化当中有很多的传统。
God wants to break that in our lives.
神要打破我们当中的这些传统。
Not traditions per se, but lifeless traditions.
并不只是打破这个传统，而是打破我们这个没有生命的这些传统。
Amen. You still with me?
你还在听吗？
I need some help here.
我需要一些帮助。
You're looking at me like you're scared.
别看着我好像吓着你一样。
Amen.
Amen.
Legalistic rituals.
还有一些
legalistic rituals.
Yes, it's.
Don't leave me yet. Go back.
It's on one of the slides.
Yeah. Stay there.
还有就是一些法律的仪式。
And lies fed by Satan to keep you from knowing God through His Son Jesus Christ.
还有是从撒旦来的谎言，让你远离神的儿子主耶稣基督。
He wants to bless you.
神想要祝福你。
With His grace, that you may know.
想神想用他的恩典来祝福你，使你。
And trust Jesus with your sins.
然后，虽然你有罪，但是你可以信靠主耶稣。
With your pain.
虽然你有疼痛，你可以信靠主耶稣。
With your hurts.
虽然你受伤害，但是你可以信靠主耶稣。
And to receive only what He can do for you.
而单单接受唯有主耶稣能为你所做的事情。
Amen. You still with me?
Amen. 大家还在听吗？
So here's the battle.
所以这个就是征战。
Satan uses your weaknesses. Next.
撒旦要用你的软弱。
To distract you.
使你分心。
To deviate you.
使你偏离。
And to destroy you.
使你毁坏。
Let me stay there for a second.
啊，我来再讲一会儿这一点。
The enemy will point at you and say you're not worthy.
你的敌人会指着你说你是不配的。
Look at all that you have.
你看你所有的这一切。
Even when you profess Christ as your Savior.
即使你说主耶稣是我的救主。
He's going to say, but look all that you do.
他会说你看你干的这些事。
The Bible calls Satan the great accuser of the saints.
圣经说撒旦是控告者。
I would almost venture to say.
我可以这样说。
On the great judgment day,
到了大审判的那一天
the Satan is going to look across the aisle.
所以这个撒旦就会看排着队的这些人
and is going to point to me.
他就指着我说
and is going to say, but God.
但是神
I know a lot of things about that guy.
我很了解这个人的
because he's an accuser.
因为他是一个控告者。
But you must know,
但是你应该知道的是
that God loves you.
神爱你。
Now please understand this. God loves you.
大家请明白这点，神是爱你的。
And is the only one who can ultimately,
只有他能最终的
restore His glory in you.
在你身上来成全他的荣耀。
God is not out to give you an easy life.
神并不是要给你一个很容易的人生。
Not even a happy life.
甚至可能都不是一个快乐的人生。
That's American hogwash. Do you know what hogwash means?
我那就是逗你玩。
God wants to restore His glory.
神要在你身上完全他的恩典。
His glory.
神是荣耀的。
So here's the blessing.
所以这就是神给我们的祝福。
He wants to restore your identity.
神要恢复你的身份。
As a child of God.
作为神的儿女。
He wants to renew purpose in your life.
神要更新你生命当中的旨意。
To give you something and someone greater to live for.
给你一个比你更高比你更大的目标让你去为之而活
and to equip you to fulfill your destiny.
并且要装备你要使你完全
in North America
在北美
we are very good at giving opportunities.
我们很善于给人机会
and we have developed a consumer society.
我们也建立了一个这样的消费群体。
And that has crept into the church.
这个群体也进入了教会中。
So many of us come to church.
所以很多人来到教会当中。
To get.
是要得到东西。
But the Christian life.
但是基督徒的生命。
Is about dying to self.
是我们自己死。
It's about serving.
是服侍人。
I want to give us three steps.
我给大家三步骤。
So we can take advantage of the blessing.
所以我们就可以得到并且利用神给我们的祝福。
We need to identify.
我们要首先
recognize.
确定，然后要认出
and apply.
然后实施。
Okay, so the first step in order for us to for God to restore His glory in us,
为了让神来完全他在我们身上的荣耀,
is this. We need to identify the problem.
我们要首先确定我们的问题。
Now, next one. Ephesians 2, verses 1, 2, and 3 say this.
第一节到第三节是这么说的。
Now understand this.
大家要明白。
You okay if I walk around?
Yes.
Okay.
他要走来走去，但是我可以。第一步。
Next one.
下一页。
Right there. Stay there until I tell you.
就是这儿。我告诉你下一页的时候，你再下一页。
It says this.
他是这么说的。
As for you,
作为你,
you were dead,
你是死的,
in your transgressions and sins.
你在罪恶过犯中已经死了。
So what were you?
所以你在哪儿?
Dead.
We were dead.
我们是死的。
Okay, in our transgressions and in our sins, in which you used to live.
在我们的罪恶过犯当中，我们是死的。
Following,
我们过去所活的生命所跟随的
the ruler of this age,
这个时代的掌权者
who is now at work,
也就是我们在工作当中
and those who are disobedient,
就是那些悖逆的人
so there you have the first enemy,
所以这就是你的第一个敌人。
Before the Lord Jesus Christ, we followed.
在我们跟随主耶稣之前，我们要跟随
the ruler of the heavenlies, Satan.
我们要跟随这个掌权者撒旦。
So then he says, all of us lived among them at one time.
所以我们曾经都是生活在这当中的。
So there you have the second, the world's philosophies.
所以第二点就是这个世界的哲学观。
Gratifying the cravings of our flesh.
就让我们认识到我们自己的血气。
That's your third enemy.
然后就是你的第三个敌人。
Following its thoughts.
要跟随他的想法。
And passions.
和他的这个激情。
Now get this. And then he says.
然后他是这么说的。
Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath. Like the rest, verse 3.
我们从前也在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行。
So how do we identify the problem?
所以我们怎么确定我们的问题呢？
Well, he says, listen, our condition is critical.
我们现在的境况是至关重要的。
The issue here is not culture.
这个问题所在不是说文化。
It's not even heritage.
并也不是说你得的这个遗产。
We develop religions from this and we hold on to them.
我们有很多关于宗教的想法，然后我们还很坚持。
And then think they our religion is as valuable as any other religion.
我们认为我们的宗教比别的宗教都好。
Because we're looking at our culture or our heritage.
因为我们看的是我们自己的文化和传统。
And God looks at all of humanity.
但是神看的是全部的人类。
Whether you're from Asia,
不管你是从亚洲来。
Whether you're from America,
你从美国来。
Whether you're from South America,
你从南美来。
Whether you're from the Middle East,
你从中东来。
Africa, anywhere,
不管你从哪里来。
And He says you're all dead.
神说你们全都是死的。
It doesn't matter how you try to reach me.
并不是说你试着怎样来接近我。
Your condition is critical.
你的现在的境况就是这样。
You see, the problem is a spiritual problem.
所以这是一个属灵的问题。
And God says we are spiritually dead.
神说我们在灵里是死的。
I am perplexed as how we in North American Christians.
我经常想我们北美的基督徒是怎么样的。
We want our culture.
我们想要我们的文化。
To live up to the standards of God.
让我们的文化可以符合神的标准。
When they are dead.
当他们死了。
But they can't.
但是他们不能。
We have to.
我们要这样。
But they can't.
但是他们不能。
It's normal to see our culture want to do evil.
是很正常的，是我们想到我们的文化使我们要做一些邪恶的事情。
It's normal to see our society and our culture want to be independent from God.
我们很经常说我们的文化，我们的社会是远离神的。
In order to apply the fix,
我们要得到修理，得到医治的话，
we have to understand the issue that is disqualifying us from God.
我们就要知道是什么原因使我们在神眼里不配。
Let me illustrate it real quickly.
我来很快的给大家说一下。
All right, like everybody look at me.Let's say the ceiling here
我们说这个天花板
represents how high God is from all of us.
就代表神离我们有多么远。
It represents perfection.
就代表着完美，完全。
Amen? You still with, you got it? You're with me?
大家能听明白吗？
Right. Now, in how close would you say, Fidel Castro is to God?
Who's that?
He is the dictator in Cuba.
Okay. Oh, Castro.
Fidel Castro.
Yes, I remember. 你认为卡斯特罗离这个天花板有多远？
I think he's very low.
我觉得他很低。
He's down here.
很远，这么高。
And then you still with me?
大家能明白我意思吗？
All right, how high would you say Mother Teresa was to God?
大家觉得这个特蕾莎修女离神有多远？
Can we say maybe here?
也可能这么高。
If Fidel Castro's down here, she's up here definitely.
如果卡斯特罗在那儿，她就在这儿，是吧？
Where would you put President Obama?
把奥巴马放在哪儿呢？
Can we say? Let's say higher than Fidel, but lower than Mother Teresa.
那我们就说奥巴马比卡斯特罗好一点，但是没有特蕾莎修女那么高。
You still with me?
大家能还
You follow my idea here?
大家明白我意思吗？
But or even the Pope, where would you put the Pope?
你觉得教皇在哪个位置？
Maybe Watchman Nee. Do you know who Watchman Nee was?
Yes. 大家觉得
How high would you put Watchman Nee?
大家觉得尼托生又在哪儿？
Closer.
离得稍微近一点。
The point is, even though Mother Teresa is here, maybe the Pope, maybe Billy Graham, maybe Watchman Nee, maybe Peter is up here, and Hank is up here.
大家都听到吗？
And John is here.
就是说，这些人也可能在这里，在这里，在这里，在这里的话
，they all fall short，
但是离神都远
，of God，
远离神，和神的距离是远的。
You got it？
大家明白吗
？So Romans 3:23 says，
这个罗马书三章二十三节说
，for all have sinned，
说世人都犯了罪
，and fall short，
亏缺了。
Of the glory of God,
神的荣耀
Yeah, we're not. We in this world try to compare ourselves culturally.
我们经常用文化来比较
Religiously,
我们用宗教来比较
Economically,
在经济上比较
By heritage,
在我们得的遗产上比较
And God is saying, "Wake up, people!"
神说，醒醒，醒醒
That's good, John.You all fall short.
神说你们都是不够的。
The measuring stick is not between you.
这个问题不是在你当中。
The measuring stick between you and me.
而是在你和我之间。
And no one.
没有人。
It's like me.
可以像我一样。
Except one individual.
只有一个例外。
The Lord Jesus Christ.
就是主耶稣基督。
So he says.
所以神说。
Our condition is critical, but also our status is morbid. We are spiritually dead.
神说我们现在的状态是一个病态的，我们在灵里已经是死的。
You see, God has to do an operation of the heart.
神要给我们做一个心脏的手术。
In order to equip us for a new life.
来装备我们，使我们能够得到新的生命。
Remember the first operating systems and computers that came out?
大家记不记得第一个电脑操作系统
？Does anybody remember what that was?
有没有人记得是什么
？The 286 whatever. Remember that far back?Anybody help me?
很早很早之前，二八六系统。
Yeah, remember how slow that thing was? You turn the computer on.
大家记不记得一开机就这个样
right? And it was very hard, very, very, very slow.
然后很难操作，而且速度又很慢。
Now we were all happy that we had a personal computer.
但是我们都很高兴我们有这个。
But it was slow.
我们可以有电脑了，但是它很慢。
There is no way.
没有办法。
That computer.
这个电脑
could do what we needed to do today.
那个电脑在那个时候没法做我们现在所需要做的事情。
So they had to upgrade.
所以它就要升级。
Remember that? Then they went to, what was it? I always forget this.
然后升级到什么？
XP?
升级到 XP 系统。
Remember XP? And then they went to
XP 吗？
Was it Vista? The Windows operating? You had the whole Mac thing, but we won't talk about Mac.
你都有苹果系统，但是我们今天不说苹果。
Windows and now it was Vista.
Windows, 然后是 Vista.
Then we had Windows 7.
我们有
Windows 8.
我们有 Win 8.
Now we got Windows 10.
Yes, 现在我们有 Win 10.
And none of them are any good, but anyway.
但是虽然都不好，但是。
The same thing is with God.
这个神是这个事情是我们
His word is saying.
这个神是这么说的。
In order to restore my glory in you.
为了使我的荣耀在你身上得以。
You need a new heart.
你需要一个新心。
You can try pleasing God with your heart.
你可以试着用你现在的心。
You can try to do it on your own strength.
你可以靠着你自己的能力去做。
You won't be able to.
但是你做不成。
The Bible says,
圣经是这样说的
that our righteous deeds,
我们这个公义的行为
are like dirty rags before God.
在神的面前是肮脏是污秽的。
So he said in John 3,
所以神在约翰福音第三章里面讲
to a very religious devout leader.
对一个这个宗教上很敬虔的一个领导一个领袖说
John 3 verse 5
约翰福音三章第五节说
Unless one is born of water and the spirit
人若不是从水和圣灵生的
He cannot enter the kingdom
就不能进神的国
That which is born of the flesh is flesh
所以从肉体生的，就是从肉身生的，就是肉身。
And that which is born of the spirit is spirit.
从灵生的就是灵。
Let me illustrate it. Next slide.
我来给大家解释一下。
Let me do this real quickly, okay?
所以我很快的给大家解释一下。
This is how we are normally.
那边就是
on my left side.
我们左手边就是我们现在的样子。
Now Romans 3:23, I quoted it. It said,
罗马书三章二十三节，我们刚才讲到了说
that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Amen.
Amen.
You're with me, right?
大家还在听是吗
？Now Jesus taught.
主耶稣说
and he uses a story of a man.
在主耶稣用了一个人的故事。
That says if we stay in this condition, in this status.
神说我们如果停留在那里的话。
Our punishment.
我们的惩罚。
Is hell.
就是地狱。
Hades.
就是地狱。
Romans 6:23 says.
罗马书六章。
For the wages of sin is what?
罪的工价是什么？
Is death.
是死。
Are you still with me?
大家还在听。
All right. Don't get discouraged here. I'm gonna get you out of hell pretty quick.
大家不要灰心，我很快就会帮到大家了。
And then he says, but even this is temporary.
尽管这个也是暂时的。
The problem, the second death.
这个第二层的死，这个问题的所在是。
Is the lake of fire.
是火湖。
And.Listen, Jesus put it in another context. He put it this way.
神主耶稣在另一段经文当中是这样说的。
Says, "Don't be afraid of those who can kill the body."
不要害怕杀人肉体的。
But they can't touch the soul.
他不能碰你们的灵魂。
Fear him instead.
而是你们要惧怕。
Who can destroy both the body and the soul in hell?
要惧怕既能杀肉体又能杀灵魂的。
Now, So if we were to continue this way,
所以如果我们要继续这样走的话，
this is our condemnation and our destiny.
这就是我们最终的目的地。
But that was not God's intent.
但这不是神的意愿。
God created this for the devil.
神创造了这个火湖是为魔鬼准备的。
But if you read Revelation 20,
如果大家读到启示录二十章的话，
He says that those whose name was were not found in the book of life,
说名字没有记在生命册当中的，
were cast into the lake of fire,
就会被扔到火湖里。
There is no salvation after this.
在火湖里是没有拯救的。
You are eternally separated from God.
就是永远的与神隔绝。
However,
然而
the arrow represents if you put your faith in Christ, what he did,
这里有个箭头说如果我们把我们的信心 仰望在主耶稣基督和他的十字架上，
on his life,
在他的生命中，
on his death,
在他的死中，
and his resurrection,
还有他的复活。
Look how quickly the status changes. You go from sinner to what?
大家就看我们很快的就从罪人变成什么？
The saint.
就变成了圣徒。
What God does, he comes in.
What?
What God does, he comes in.
神就进入。
And he gives you a new nature.
就给你一个新的本性。
That's 2 Corinthians 5:17.
就是哥林多后书七章十五节。
Now, what he does is he gives you a new nature. He deals with the problem that's causing us separation from God.
神就给我们一个新的性格在我们里面，使我们不再与神隔绝。
Now listen, find it. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13.
大家看以弗所书。
Let's go.
一章十三节，快快快。
You got it?
大家找到了吗？
And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth.
当你听到真理的时候，你就已经在基督里了。
The gospel of your salvation.
你救恩的福音。
Now listen what he says. Having believed, he sealed you, right? He marked you with a seal.
1:13, right?
1:13.
You just finished this verse.
Yeah.
It's different orders.
Okay, that's right. Keep reading.
Look, 你们既见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音。
So he says, having believed, you were marked with the promise, the promised Holy Spirit.
既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
So then he goes on to say, verse 14, who is a deposit?
也就是我们得基业的凭据。
Who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance?
这个凭据就是保证我们可以进天国。
Until the redemption of God's possessions. Listen.
只等到神之民被赎。
So what happens is, you become a saint, but you're called unto sanctification.
所以我们虽然作为圣徒，但是我们还要走这个成圣的路。
Now I understand this, you all.
大家要明白这一点。
We cannot call a sinner to sanctification.
我们不能让罪人成圣。
He must be born again.
他必须要重生。
Amen. He is not equipped to live like a Christian until he is born again.
他不能得到装备，直到他重生。
But get it.
但是大家要明白。
Those of you who claim to have been born again,
如果我们说自己已经重生了的话，
not only have the capacity to live like a Christian,
我们不只是可以过一个基督徒的生活，
but are compelled to do so.
但是我们要尽力这样做。
So sanctification simply means,
所以成圣就是
God gives you power,
神给我们能力
to say no to sin for the first time,
可以对罪说不。
To say yes to God,
可以对神说是。
And to serve him,
可以服侍神。
All right, let's go on.
好，我们继续。
Second step,
第二步。
You gotta recognize the solution.
我们要认清楚我们的解决办法。
And it's verse 4, verses 5, 7, and 9.
第四节，五到七节，还有第九节。
So we've got the problem, we realize that we're dead.
所以我们知道我们的问题，我们是死的。
And that's critical.
还是很重要的。
But verse 4 says, but because of God's great mercy.
但是第四节说，然而神既有丰富的怜悯。
If God were to leave it as is,
如果神要让我们就留在那里的话，
we would be destroyed.
我们就完全被毁灭了。
But He hasn't.
但神没有这样做，神没有把我们留在那里。
God's motivation towards us,
神对我们的这个动机是
is His love and not our good works.
是神对我们的爱，而不是我们的好行为。
Verse 9 says,
第九节这样说。
In response to verse 8,
是回应第八节的。
It is not of works,
也不是出于行为。
So that no one could boast,
免得有人自夸。
You see,here's how God has revealed Himself to us.
这就是神如何向我们显现他自己。
The Bible says that the heavens declare His glory.
说诸天诉说他的荣耀。
So nature,
who's nature?
Nature.
所以人性。
Yeah. You know, not the simple nature overall.Testifies of God, our Creator.
所以说这个大自然，抱歉，大自然都在诉说神的荣耀。
That's why the whole issue of evolution is critical for us.
这就是这个进化论。
Because if you just say it was a big bang and everything just happens randomly,
进化论说的是就砰一个大爆炸，然后所有的事情都自动的开始了。
You're taking God out of the picture.
你就会把神从这个图画中拿出去。
And God throughout Scripture points to nature.
神就指着大自然说。
As a testimony of His greatness.
大自然也为我做见证。
But the Bible says,
但圣经是这样说的。
That Romans chapter 1,
罗马书第一章。
Nature simply gives testimony to Him,
说连天地都为神做见证。
And it condemns us.
谴责我们。
Then he goes on to say, but also the moral law that's in you.
但是我们心里有一个这个道德的规范。
The ability to choose right from wrong.
我们有这个能力来判断和选择对错。
The fact that we as human beings can say this is wrong or this is right.
我们作为人类，我们可以说这个是错的，这个是对的。
The Bible says points to God.
但是神说，圣经所说的是指向神。
Who has put His thumbprint in us.
神在我们身上摁了个指纹。
Then he points to religion.
然后又指向宗教。
And says, you guys seek to worship a higher being.
所以你们这些人是想敬拜一个比你们更高的一种存在。
That is a craving.
这是你们
a longing that God has put in the human being.
这是神在人里面放了一个这样的需求。
When was the last time you saw monkeys worshiping God?
你上一次看见猴子敬拜神是什么时候了？
Never. When do you see a pack of wolves saying, "Let's have service, let's have church"?
你什么时候看见一群动物在说，哎，我们建个教会吧？
Not right. But even the most simple, most hidden, uncivilized individuals in the world.
但是尽管是最偏远、最落后、最没有被经过开化的地区的人，
they make gods out of sticks.
他们可以用棍子造一个神。
They call this the great sound god.
他说这个是
whatever. You get the idea?
他们说这就是一个神。
And the Bible says that even testifies to God.
圣经说连这个都可以为神做见证。
But it condemns you.
但是也定你的罪。
So they conclude you are without excuse.
所以说你是没有借口的。
So God had to look for a way.
所以神要找到一个办法。
To restore His glory in us.
是他的荣耀可以在我们
身上。So we can have a relationship with him.
所以我们可以和神建立关系。
And he came down and took human form.
所以神就取了人的样式。
And that's the Lord Jesus Christ.
那就是主耶稣基督。
He lived among us.
他活在我们中间。
And it was God's love that motivated him to that.
是神的爱使他可以。
Do you see the irony of it?
你看没看见人们的讽刺？
That even though God has made a way through His Son,
神尽管借着他儿子做成了一条道路。
We continue to say no to Him, and we're going to choose our own way.
我们还是说不不不，我们走我们自己的路。
Now look at verse 4. It says God's ability to love is great.
我们看第四节说，因神爱我们的大爱。
It says, but God being rich in mercy.
神既有丰富的怜悯。
Because of the great love with which he loved us.
因他爱我们的大爱。
I love this next verse, verse 5.
我喜欢下一节，就是第五节，说
made us alive in Christ.
便叫我们与基督一同活过来。
Even while we were in our transgressions.
当我们死在过犯中的时候。
That's why as Christians we have not only to live by faith and by grace.
所以我们不只是我们作为基督徒不只是有信心有恩典。
But we have to extend that to others.
我们不只是我们自己要有我们也要让别人。
Even while they are sinners.
尽管是他们还在做罪人。
Because God never saved a saint.
因为神从来没有救过圣徒。
He's only saved sinners.
神只是救罪人。
So there's a new status.
所以我们就有了一个新的身份。
He says, he made us alive.
神说他使我们活过来。
Get it?
大家明白吗？
Back to verse 1, he says, you're all dead.
回到第一节，第一节说你们都是死的。
But in Christ, that is what we're going to do today.
但是在主耶稣基督里。
That's what we're going to remember today.
这是我们今天要做的，我们今天要记住的。
Through Christ, he made us alive. He quickened us.
在基督里他使我们活过来，他要装备我们。
That's why in Romans 6:23 it says,
所以罗马书六章二十三节说
The wages of sin is death,
罪的工价乃是死
But the free gift of God is eternal life.
但是神所赐的恩典是永生
Through Jesus Christ.
在基督耶稣里
Can I get an amen from somebody? You see, God's plan for our salvation is not a religion.
所以神给我们预备的救恩并不只是宗教。
He did not even point to a specific culture.
他甚至没有指向某一个特定的文化。
His is a person.
他就是 他就是那一位。
The Lord Jesus Christ.
也就是我们主耶稣基督。
So the third tip.
所以第三步。
We have to apply the plan.
我们就要应用，我们就要实施我们的方案。
So we have to identify the problem.
我们先确定了问题。
We have to recognize the solution.
我们也知道了解决的办法。
But you got to apply it.
但是你要实践，你要应用。
So he says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith." Verse 8.
所以第八节说，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
And this is not of your own doing.
这不是靠着你们自己的行为。
It is a gift of God.
乃是神所赐的。
So the blessing is received, not earned.
所以说，神的祝福我们要得到，而不是赚得。我们就是接受。
Secondly, our attitude towards the plan has to be correct.
第二就是我们对这个神的救恩的计划的态度要是正确的。
And that's verse 9 again.
也就是还是第九节。
Don't try to earn it.
也不是出于行为，不要试着自己去赚得。
Imagine us all in heaven and they say, "How did you come here?"
大家想象我们到了天国以后，我们问你怎么来的
？I gave $1 million to charity. How much did you give?
我做慈善捐了100万。你给了多少？
Or,
或者
I was in the Christian and Missionary Alliance Church.
啊，我在宣道会。
What church were you at?
你在哪个教会啊？
Were you in the Baptist Church?
啊，你在浸信会啊。
That was your problem.
那就是你的问题了。
you were from Hong Kong or Beijing.
啊，你是从香港来的，或者说你是从北京来的。
Oh, no. You were from Havana, Cuba.
啊，你是从巴巴马纳来的。
You were from Texas.
啊，你是从德州来的。
Or you were an Arab.
或者你是阿拉伯人。
Or you were a Catholic.
或者你是。
You were evangelical.
或者你是。
Or maybe.
宣教士。
You were a Hindu.
或者你是印度教
or Buddhist,
或者是佛教
or a Muslim,
或者是伊斯兰教
He says,
神说
Not by works,
不是靠着行为
So that no one can boast,
免得有人自夸
God said, it's my son,
神说这是我的儿子
So verse 10 gives us this idea, our availability to the plan is essential.
所以第十节是说
For we are his workmanship.
神说我们原是他的工作
created by God.
在基督耶稣里造成的
to do good works,
为要叫我们行善
which God prepared beforehand,
就是神所预备叫我们行的
so we could walk in them.
所以我们可以
so God puts into perspective that the works we do,
神说我们所做的工作
are not to earn his love,
不是要赚得神的爱
but rather because we love him,
而是因为我们爱他。
Amen.
Amen.
So because,
所以因为
you have been born again,
你已经重生
therefore,
所以
be and live.
所以说你就要过这样的生活
as a child of God,
作为神的儿女。
Amen.
Amen.
So God loves you,
所以神爱你
and is the only one.
唯有神
who can restore you,
可以完全
and ultimately restore his glory in you,
可以最终使他的荣耀在你的身上得以完全。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you,
主我们谢谢你
that your word teaches us,
你的话语来教导我们
that even though we are sinners,
尽管我们是罪人
you made a way,
你为我们开了一条道路
not only to restore your glory in us,
并 不只是要在我们身上完全你的荣耀
but also so we could live for you,
可是让我们可以为你而活
and serve you,
我们可以侍奉你。
Thank you, Lord,
谢谢主
that we can come to you today,
我们可以在今天来到你的面前。
In Jesus' name, I pray,
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.
Later.
Amen.